Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Noted lush, Carrie O'Donnell.
Noted lush, good time boy.
Good time Carrie.
The good time boy of Brooklyn and the greater New York City area.
The five boroughs.
Carrie O'Donnell.
Carrie.
Carrie haunting the streets of New York.
Like a ghoul.
Pupils dilated, ready to roll. Literally.
Literally. While rolling. Being ready to roll while rolling was my...
Hell yeah.
Just like, gonna do it again.
Mm-hmm. And just like that.
And just like that.
I'm rolling.
And just like that.
I still can't believe slash am grateful for, but also just am in awe of the fact that like we never interacted like that ever.
No.
We interacted.
I think it's good.
No, it's great. Because we have like a completely different knowledge of each other than that era.
It's interesting. I mean, I think we like...
Because I don't know. We went out to dinner like once, but it wasn't like a rager night or
no,
anything.
It was like me, you, and our friend Carrie.
Yeah.
And at that like sushi place.
Mm-hmm.
But it I was saw like, you, I was like at a party that you were hosting for your book. And we raged.
We did rage that night.
We were at the Standard.
Ooh, honey. I went home with a man that night.
You did? Good for you.
I went to Bed-Stuy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Honey. Bed-Stuy.
Don't know about that. It was fun though.
Bed-Stuy's like the spot.
Then I came back to the hotel and I was supposed to meet my dad for brunch.
He was there. I remember he was there.
He was there starting.
He was starting?
Yeah, he was starting.
I think you actually talked to me about, like, we didn't really know each other, but I think you actually talked to me about that your dad was starting.
I probably did because I was literally.
Like, I was like, don't worry. Happens to us all.
You were probably starting.
I was starting.
Tonya.
He's a goat. You've chose me. Now you have to
stick with it.
Keep to your promises.
You made your bed, now lie.
You made your bed. No.
No, no. You better relax.
But yeah, we never...
No, my dad was starting and then...
I mean, we were starting at the Standard that night.
We all started in our own ways. I started all the way to Bed-Stuy.
You started to Bed-Stuy.
And then when I got back the next day, I was supposed to meet my dad for brunch and he was already at the hotel and saw me get out of the cab in my same clothes from the night before. And I was just like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll be downstairs in a minute.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You're a working woman.
It was another era.
Bygone era.
Totally crazy.
Tony's literally like this.
He's truly in a relaxed state. Crazy to just remember like how much drinking went down in those days.
just the amount simply of beer I drank. I
just an amalgam of every possible drink, like not even sticking to one thing, being like wine, beer, shots, like, and then just feeling like shit. Like, I feel like shit if I get like 6 hours of sleep now.
I feel strung out if I drink Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe that I was drinking so much. Like, I would drink like 20 beers in a night.
Yeah.
If I was like, especially if I was on Coke.
Oh, forget it.
To the wee hours of the morning, just drinking. Like, I cannot believe the amount of what that did to my face and my body. And it's somewhat irreversible. I mean, it's getting better.
No, it's a very reverse. You stopped at a young enough age where there's like still time to preserve.
But I did look older than I was by the time I stopped.
It just dries you out.
Dries me up like a low tide.
Like, it just wrings you out like a sponge. I was like, literally would go to New York to work on White Girl Problems, rage till like 4 a.m., get blackout, then have to be awake and like ready to write a book at 9. And I did that.
You did do
How
that.
How did I fucking do that? Just I don't
fueled
know.
Fueled by youth.
I could not do now.
20s adrenaline. Were you in your 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the last 5 years of my 20s.
Damn.
Double homicide.
Yeah, I mean, I'm grateful my Schventies are over. I want to really quick talk about two things.
Yeah.
I think we should do Tampa Bay's first.
Okay.
Because it feels like it's fitting to what we're talking about.
We're Tampa.
Just
Tampa
a quick
vibes.
Detour. I'm obsessed with what's happening on Twitter right now. So last night or yesterday, Ben Shapiro, that ghoul, that conservative far right, like, troublemaker, his sister, whose whole vibe is like she's trying to get women to become like conservative again and like return to the home, and her Twitter name is named Classically Abby.
Her brand is like classic ladies,
and she like she did a music video shot on her iPhone like about her pregnant baby bump, and she's like singing like
that doesn't feel classic to me.
So she tweeted like a side-by-side of Nancy Reagan and Madonna like at the same age. Like, Madonna's 63 and Nancy, and she's like, who do you want to be more like? Madonna? It's a picture of her like spread on
the
bed.
With like one tit out.
Or Nancy Reagan, like, choose wisely. And so people obviously were going to come for her. But then, and I remembered hearing this, some gay brought up, well, Nancy, this like paragon of, you know, virtue, was actually, according to many sources, and this one, I think Kitty Keller, this like gossip person in one of her memoirs, said Nancy had a reputation for being the blowjob queen of the MGM lot. Because she was an actress. She was a working actress that's how she and Ronald met.
Incredible.
And she was known for her like incredible beads.
For just giving sloppy head.
Yeah. And she was like famous in Hollywood because she just blew everyone. She was like,
damn, she was deep throating.
She was the throat queen.
And she was also going probably like this.
That's how she got Ronnie to
men
run for president. She was like, so now, like, of course, everyone's running with it. People are calling her Throatzilla. I called her the throat duchess of the MGM lot. And so, like, everyone obviously is making fun of her because, like, you know, the Reagans are still considered by the conservatives, like, this, like, pillar of morality. And, like, they're the ultimate, like, pinnacle of, like, Republican values. Meanwhile, they have the blood of, like, you know, 500,000 gay men. Because they ignored, I don't need to tell anyone this, I'm sure you know this already, but, like, they obviously ignored the AIDS crisis for 5 years and, like, let thousands of gay men die like every month and slut shamed gay men and like said it was, you know, kind of were like it's your fault.
Is Nancy though a gay icon in some ways?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
sorry.
No. I think Betty Ford probably is because she was like kind of a mess. No, Nancy was,
I thought like later in life some gays were like, yes, Nancy slay.
No, I think she's like,
She's
a daemon.
Okay.
I think she and Ronald are like probably the number one.
I watched that Showtime documentary or a little bit of it that was like about his presidency. And it was basically like he was a dum-dum and she was running the show.
She was running the show.
Yeah.
I mean, she was... Drew Drogi has an amazing drunk history where he talks about Nancy and Ronald Reagan. And he was basically calling her like a momager.
Yeah.
And her one client was Ronald Reagan.
Love that.
She's... No, she's like a
she's like Damon Payman Kris Jenner.
Yeah, she's a vile bitch. And he is too. And they're both in hell. But I'm obsessed with everyone calling her just like... And so now there's like someone... Some former late night writer, this woman, she was like, don't be... We shouldn't be slut-shaming like Nancy Reagan. Like, you know, it reduces all her accomplishments. And it's like, I think she's fair game.
Well, I think also you can be a fucking whore and also be an accomplished
absolutely
ass bitch. There, and... By all means, do both.
Do both. And Madonna, like, there's nothing wrong. Like, Madonna, like, yeah, she's, like, can be cringe, but, like...
And if given the choice, I would say neither.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be me.
I shan't be...
Wanda Sykes. Neither, please.
No, I would... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, like, in Madonna's world, that shadow world that she lives in now, but, like... It was just, it's just funny.
It's also like not, it's so reductive to be like, there's one or the other.
Yeah.
You're either like
classically Abby. It's such a classic.
It's classic, classic Abby.
Abby Shapiro. But I just love like.
I love classic as being your brand.
I know, but I do.
Classic-y.
I just love when like Twitter collectively like decides to run with a joke and like everyone, no matter.
Weighs in.
And it's.
That's like a best case scenario. That's a best case scenario.
And Twitter. And then every joke you see is funnier than the next. Even if it's like not that funny for some reason, when you're just reading tweet after tweet referring to Throatzilla. Like you just start. I was crying last night.
I love that.
So I just thought that was really funny. And my other social media thing. So. Jeremy Strong got profiled in the New Yorker this mm-hmm. week, and it was like, did you read it?
No.
It was basically he's the guy who plays Kendall on Succession.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it was basically just discussing his like kind of rise to stardom, how it took a while. He was like a working actor, like was in the theater route, you know, really was willing himself from a teenager to be a famous actor. Like mm-hmm. his obsession was like Daniel Day-Lewis and Robert De Niro. So like he has modeled.
He's an actor's actor.
He's an actor's actor. And they interviewed all these other people like Michelle Williams. Like he like lived with her after Keith died in her basement.
Cool.
Like he's just, and like they did theater together and they interviewed a lot of his co-stars. They interviewed like the guy who plays Brian Cox, who plays Logan.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
Basically saying like they worry about him because he's so method. He throws himself into his, and it kind of like, it was fascinating and it really, it captured him as this like success at all costs actor. I will be famous, mm-hmm. you know, I will be, and like doing whatever it takes and like it's admirable and like nothing I would want to do. Like he asked to be tear gassed in a movie he was in that Aaron Sorkin directed and wrote, The Trial of Chicago 7.
Mm-hmm.
Like he goes there.
Yeah.
And it was just,
she's doing that.
She was, yeah. And just, he's so intense and he just seems like someone like, I don't really.
He seems incredibly intense.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't want to be friends with him, but you know, good. I like watching him. But it was like I think it was a pretty fascinating, compelling profile. And then out of nowhere, Jessica Chastain weighs in earlier this week and she went.
Okay. I was wondering. Because someone tweeted something. They said,
don't
like,
make
not,
me cry.
They said, like, don't make me cry. Oh my God, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
They were like, not Amy Adams is doing a lot trying, like.
Not Amy Adams.
Yeah. And I was like, are they talking about Jessica Chastain? And I was curious, talking about her, talking about an article.
Well,
but then I couldn't figure it out. And I was just like, I gotta log off. So I'm glad that you're here. With the front lines of the social report.
I'm on the front lines.
Today on social.
Clearly had no reading comprehension of like of the article at all. Because it actually was like a very glowing piece. And like captured this like success story of this person who came from not, you know, just like a normal middle class background. And just like had no connections and just fucking willed himself. And it's like, and yeah, it talked about how some people in his life are concerned for him because he's so fucking intense and like he's
But I think he's fine.
No, and he's like won an Emmy. He's fine, guys.
Yeah.
And he's like alienated. I think he's alienated some of his co-stars. Like Kieran Culkin was making fun of him a little.
Well, that's good for their relationship.
They're roasting.
And also it's like good for their relationship on camera.
Totally. And it like makes, and anyway, Jessica Chastain though took to Twitter and was like, I've known Jeremy for 20 years. He's an amazing actor, an amazing man, and an even more amazing father. Like, don't believe everything you read, folks.
I love.
Everyone was like, wait, Jessica, like what articles you read? Because this was like a great piece. Like anyone would want this kind of profile in the New Yorker. And she took to it and was very upset by it because she's had things written about her in the past, you know, so she like made it all about like an actor coming. So then she tweeted yesterday or the day before Aaron Sorkin. She goes, Aaron Sorkin doesn't have social media, but he asked me to post this. And it was like a letter, yes, a response he had defending Jeremy Strong.
Wow.
And now all these celebrities are coming forward. Anne Hathaway took to Instagram this morning and was like,
yeah, it was only a matter of time before Annie weighed in.
But I'm like, Jesus Christ, I just love when celebrities come to each other's aid for no reason.
It's incredible work.
Like when all the Avengers came for Chris Pratt's defense.
Yeah.
And it's like no one is saying anything. Like they all are so sensitive and so they're so fucking fragile.
Well, it's also like I think a deep-seated need to have their moment. Like
totally.
when one of them gets that kind of attention, whether it is good or bad, it's also taking away from your moment.
Oh,
so
God,
it's really
so
important to like weigh in and find a way to like also make it about you.
It's there's such
and then
actors.
if you can inspire then a chain reaction of other actor
That's
like theater
happening.
Kid energies to be like, wait, and I have a thought too. And it like that's the most incredible like actor brain reaction.
It's such, you're so right. It's such fucking actor galaxy brain of like, I'm going to make this, I need to make this about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable. And
it's
spreading
cool.
It's spreading like wildfire now with Jeremy Strong. And like I think more
who
and more
else is coming
someone
out?
Else came out in his defense.
Wait,
just,
I need to
it's hysterical to me that it's like, and also
of course Anne Hathaway. And it's also like the actor, like it feels like very a New York based
oh for sure
actor thing
like,
to get involved.
Summer Stock Theater, like Williamstown, you know.
Shakespeare in the Park.
Which is like go off, but I just love that they're defending him for no reason. It's like
they simply must.
But it's like it's just I'm imagining their group texts like, this looks good, you should post, you know, like hearting emojis, like just like it's incredible how celebrities are so predictable and like just it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's great work for everyone. I like that. I want more of that. I don't want that delusion and delusional behavior to ever stop.
And like, who knows if Jeremy Strong even wanted anyone to come to his defense? He probably was
probably
like,
not.
He was probably like, cool, I have a New Yorker profile written about me.
Yeah, I think he's like
he's cool with it.
He's like a dad and is like doing his thing.
Also, the guy who wrote it went to Yale with him. He knew him. Like it wasn't like a slam piece.
Okay, wait. Are they like responding to Chastain?
Just, no, I mean, no one is except the gays.
But wait, where are all the actors? If I just
Anne Hathaway posted on Instagram. Jessica Chastain posted two things from her and Aaron Sorkin on Twitter.
Oh, but who are the other celebrities coming out?
I feel like there was someone else, but I can't remember.
Okay, maybe if I search, like, Jeremy Strong.
But I just love, like, more, like, now it's going to be every day someone else coming out in his defense. Michelle Williams, in the profile, she was like, him, Jessica Chastain, and I, and Chris Mencina, like, we're sledding down the wet hills of Williamstown, like, in sopping wet mud, giggling and laughing, like, while we did theater together. I'm like, oh my God, Tony.
Tones, he's upset about the Jeremy Strong New Yorker profile.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Anyway, I think more will probably come. We'll do an update next time.
Damn, yeah, I wish I had like all the tweets and statements from people.
Jessica Chastain did a tweet the other day. She posted Aaron Sorkin's response yesterday in a notes screenshot, and then Anne Hathaway just posted an Instagram this morning. So I feel like there will be more coming out.
Oh, so it's only just begun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like
what did Aaron Sorkin say?
He just like
loved this guy.
He just was countering all these assumptions from the article with his experience with Jeremy. How he's so great.
Yeah, he seems great.
It's like no one didn't say he was. Like no one said he wasn't a great actor or a great guy.
I love that.
Just said he was a little intense.
I also love when celebs turn on the media.
Oh, they're like turning. Trumpian in their like media hatred. Like they're
I like that. The media needs a little bit more of that from the own like Democrat actors that they like support. Mm-hmm. It's like perfect. It's like perfect encapsulation of like Democrat behavior.
Jessica Chastain, don't believe everything you read, folks.
Don't make me cry and do not believe everything you read.
Folks. With an X.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me cry.
Love it. Because
I cannot ruin my makeup. I have not taken my photo yet. It's so crazy. I had several people messaging me like over the last few months being like, where is that video? And it was...
They buried it.
But it's now circulating again. Don't make me cry.
Because of the Jeremy Strong?
No, just someone resurrected it recently.
Love. Probably a gay doing the Lord's work.
It was.
They always do.
Don't make me cry.
It truly is just when you think you'll never get your hands on a very important piece of video... There's a gay that's uploading it to the internet.
Fully uploading it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I quote tweeted Jessica's response, Aaron Sorkin's, and I wrote, she's starting.
She is starting. Always starting.
Speaking of starting, I want to talk about the most starting ladies of the South.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast.
The many bays of Tampa. Grab somebody sexy, tell them. So we come back up on the tiki boat and...
This floating porta potty.
It's been a while since we've been with our girls, but I'm glad to be back.
Cuppy goes, so imagine you're in Tampa Bay on a sick-ass tiki boat.
Cuppy kind of sounds like Erica.
Yeah, she has an Erica-esque voice. Mm-hmm. This notebook. Was this a Staples acquisition?
It was.
Did you buy like a 3-pack of them?
No, just one.
Love that.
Yeah, so Murph is still going hard on Shiva. She says Shiva's 80 pounds and can never take her. So I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Murph is...
I don't like Murph.
Unwell.
At all.
No.
I think she is a mean person.
Yeah, and like a... Just like a bad person. And it's weird, but also very telling that she would come for someone like Shiva, who I really do think is like a very good person.
Oh, yeah.
Like a, just a good-hearted... Young lady.
She's like, you're trying to get attention from my girl? And Shiva's like, what are you talking
she's
about?
Like, literally, no.
And she's just going in on her, and no one is doing anything to help Shiva or come to her defense.
No.
Of course.
And then Shiva, like, goes and kind of cries.
That made me sad. I've been there.
I was sad, too. She's just fucked up, dude. It was fucked up.
Shiva is actually my favorite.
She's my favorite too. Like, she really makes me cringe sometimes.
But I love
it's
her.
Like,
I'd be
love
friends
it.
With her.
Yeah, I feel like protective over her.
Yeah.
I feel big sister vibes towards her. She's I just want to like hug her.
She's sitting in the end of the tiki boat. Yeah, she's going, it's fucked up, man. And I'd go over there and be like, what the fuck, Murph?
Yeah, I'd be like, don't worry. Murph can't even blink.
Yeah, Murph has like really bad lip injections.
Terrible lip injections.
And can't move her face.
Fried hair.
Yeah. She's not... And then
she needs a deep conditioning mask. Stop. It's true.
You trying to get attention from my girl, Haley?
Literally, no. Then Haley goes and comforts Shiva.
She's like, Shiva, you were a dumbass bitch back there, but I'm sorry that Brianna took it out on you.
Literally, all she did was ask a very nice question of like, when are you guys going to get engaged? That's a normal thing to ask a couple.
What's not
normal?
That's
been together for 6 years.
What's not normal is your insanely outsized reaction to a very friendly
question.
An
innocent question.
Which shows that you clearly don't want to get married to this person.
Yeah, that you have some sort of attachment issues.
And you're probably cheating on her.
This relationship is not what it seems. Murph is like also just goes right back to the bar and starts ripping shots and talking shit.
With Olivia.
And I was like...
She's like, oh, someone's gonna get a chill pill on this boat, like these crying girls. It's like, stop. Just stop it. You've done your damage.
Yeah, why are you going after this person? You've singled out. It's also such a sign of character when you single out like the weakest link and you just go for them. It's like, that's not even difficult to do.
Also, I think Shiva could easily kick her ass.
I don't, because Shiva's pretty small and Murph's pretty big. As we see later in the softball game when they're actually like not on a boat that's rocking back and forth, I was like, whoa, Murph's like a lot bigger than her. And like Murph has the kind of dead-eyed stare that's like, she will kill someone.
She has stab energy.
Yeah, she'll stab you and then blame it on you.
Yeah.
And then be like, I would never come at you like that.
Never come at you like that,
dude.
I'd
never fucking disrespect you like that when she literally killed you.
Cuppy, meanwhile, is like scissoring Mel in the...
What are they doing in the porta potty?
I think they were like eating each other out.
I think they were doing either K or poppers.
Yeah.
Their giggles coming out of the porta potty.
It was drug
popper
giggles.
That was popper giggles.
Or K, you might be right.
Either Cuppy. Way, I was like, they're doing the only time I've giggled like that hard
was
being in
poppers.
An enclosed space with another friend on a party day is from poppers or ketamine.
And she goes, Mel goes, if only they had an undercover camera in there.
Yeah, what did you guys do?
I want to know. You just hear Cuppy laughing so hard. I want to be in there.
I know. I'm like, let
I
me
see
in.
It. What are you guys doing?
I'm like, poppers give me headaches now, but I'd do them.
I won't do that, I'd but do I'll watch them do poppers. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd hold up the popper thing to each of their noses.
Mm-hmm. You're like, can't smell.
Can't smell, which I could.
Murphy goes, damn, these bitches be emotional. It's like, shut the fuck up, you corny, corny person.
Yeah.
Corny lesbian.
She is a corn. She has corn hair.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
we go to Cuppy's house.
Well, no, first we go to Olivia and Haley hanging out at the pool. Olivia just is so broken to me. Her face, like, she's cute, but
her
like,
spirit is.
She's very dead in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems, she just has. She has alcoholic energy.
She has a lot of unresolved trauma to work through.
She just darks me out whenever she's on screen.
She makes me sad. Like, I hope that she can go to therapy and, like, work through the issues of her mom dying and her dad, like, leaving her in an apartment and, like, working through that loneliness and maybe stop drinking for a while.
Or forever.
Yeah, but I mean, at least just for a while to, like, maybe get a handle on your issues, then revisit.
Haley's like, Murph would never, never hit someone, but she did have to come for her.
I don't understand why everyone thinks Murph had to come for her. It was truly the most innocent question that could ever be asked from a very innocent, sweet person.
Haley's like, everyone's just always like trying to come at us. I'm like, you guys, you're so...
up your own asses.
Yeah, you think everyone is thinking about you. By the way, we got tea at our meet and greet that someone... It was the person who wrote in about the Tampa Bays.
Mm-hmm.
Just confirming again that no one knows these people. And that Mel...
They're famous only in their own minds.
And that Mel, like, basically insinuated that she's, like, one of the only...
The only
artists
in Tampa.
Tampa. And, like, the actual queer artists were, like...
No, bitch.
No.
Yeah, Murph and Haley, they also make me sad. I'm also like, Haley, you're too hot for this.
Yeah, and she seems like she's at least, like she like.
She's not totally indoctrinated, but it's like the longer you stay with this person, the lower you're going to sink and you need to get out of there.
I think it speaks volumes that her instinct was to go comfort Shiva.
Mm-hmm. She knows also that Murph is like, probably does this a lot. And then later in the episode, she's like, Murph never apologized. She's like, I never apologize. It's just not my thing. And I'm like, that's not something to brag about.
No,
that's not like a good quality to have.
That's demented.
That's a terrible quality to
disordered.
Have. Yeah.
If you can't apologize or take any accountability, like you're a narcissist.
Yeah.
Back over to Cuppy's house we go. She has a sign.
Bad bitches only.
Bad bitches only.
They are such sign lesbians.
They are. They love
Mel
sign
has
art.
One that says good vibes only.
They're all
sign lesbians.
Sign lesbians. There's also this like establishing shot of like wildlife in Tampa, and you just see a rooster crossing the street, and then
I love when there's just like roosters roaming. Mm-hmm. It's very Hawaii.
They're eating salads. Cuppy's house is very dark.
Yeah, it's painted. The walls are dark. I didn't see that for her necessarily.
Cuppy's describing she had one tuna piece of sushi, salmon
tuna
sushi.
Tuna roll.
And her whole body became thrushed.
She goes, do you ever get a niacin flush from like eating tuna?
And then she describes like an incredible reaction she had to one piece of a tuna roll. And I was like, to the doctor you go.
But then I remembered Nurse Cuppy.
I love also how many of them are nurses. Summer and Marissa are over, and Marissa is just truly in a nurse outfit.
Yeah. They're also boring.
Sam and Marissa?
Yeah.
I like them, though.
I like them.
They seem fun to hang out with.
I would want to go to Marissa's
parents' house. I want to go to her parents and Sheba's parents.
Sheba's slightly homophobic mom, my queen.
No, I love her. She's the kind of homophobic energy we need a little bit more of.
Where she's accepting, but also like...
She's accepting, but she'll eye roll if she feels like it's necessary. And with some of these lesbians, it's very necessary. There's going to be a softball game.
The salads they're eating look really good.
Yeah.
Cuppy goes, you guys going to the softball game?
She has her fan.
Yeah.
You guys going to go to the softball game? And they say they're going to bring a picnic to the game, but they're a little bit nerves about seeing Brianna, aka Murph, and Haley, old corn hair and Haley. And
I'm just so like, I don't understand what's going on at all.
This must be producers like fueling this because no one really feels this way about each other.
No.
Also, because if you don't like people in this day and age, you just don't hang out with them.
You guys, this is very pre-COVID dilemma where now it's like you don't have to do anything.
You don't even have to have a softball game.
You guys going to the softball game?
Also, all the blinds are down in her.
The blinds are down, and then Summer and Marissa are gonna bring like picnic baskets and food, and then they're like, if they roll up with bad energy, it's just gonna be like, you can't do that. You can't like roll up on a picnic with bad energy. And I was like, what is this philosophy? Where did you get this idea about picnics?
Oh my God.
Murph rolls up everywhere with bad energy. Yeah. That's just her vibe.
Stop inviting her to your picnics.
Yeah, don't invite them. Ice them.
Days later, she just cuts to Sheba and Jordan, and Sheba goes, dude, I'm just so glad to be off that fucking boat. I'm like, honey, it's been a week.
I think Sheba is haunted by a literal porta potty on a plank. I would be haunted by that boat and so glad to be off it. But I think Sheba wakes up every day
screaming
herself awake, having a nightmare about still being on that boat
with like Miss Lips coming towards her.
Big Bird
coming towards her to
flapping and calling.
She kind of looks
names.
Like Big Bird.
She's Big Bird energy.
Sheba and Jordan are getting lunch at that same coffee place, and Jordan...
Where that typewriter man was.
Yeah.
I'm haunted by the typewriter man.
I wake up screaming.
I think of him constantly.
Jordan goes, oh, sorry, that was my girlfriend calling. I'll call her back later. I'm like, okay, George Glass.
No,
Georgina Glass.
We are full Jordan girlfriend truthers.
I don't think she has a girlfriend. I think it's all fake.
No, she goes... She was like, oh, yeah, how's that going? And she's like, it's really great. We've been together 6 months now, and like, we're really obsessed with each other. And we're like, every time we talk, we're like, we're going to have a baby soon. I was like, fake. This is all fake.
Yeah, she's like, it's amazing. I mean, it's only been 6 months, but like, I really see her as the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. And she was like, cool, bro.
And I was
like, she's like, and it's really hard.
Your whole life is a lie.
She goes, it's really hard to be long distance. She's several hours away, several hours away by car. I'm like, what?
I thought she was like across the United States.
She lives like in Northern Florida.
We need eyes on Jordan.
I need eyes on Jordan. I'm a Jordan truther.
I think.
I don't know what's going on with Jordan. I feel like.
I feel like everything that Jordan brings to the table is a lie and fake.
I was very like, this is weird. I did not believe her about her grandparents. I was like.
It's all like off camera in the most convenient of off camera ways.
Oh, it's very my girlfriend is from camp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my girlfriend's calling. Let me call her back.
I guess I'll have to call her back.
How's that going?
We're good.
You know, it's actually really good. We've only been together 6 months, but
we're obsessed with each other and we're going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. I have my eye on you, Jordan.
I'm keeping my eye on you.
Yeah, I mean, she's cute, but like, I'm just kind of like,
love her softball.
Something doesn't add up with her.
No, I'm like, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So Jordan isn't out to her grandparents. And she's having a dilemma. Shiva goes, I don't even think my grandparents would understand what gay even is.
So her family's from Iran. So like they're just very conservative and it's not even on the table for her. And she's made peace with it, I think.
Yeah. I'm just like,
I know it's interesting to think about.
It's interesting to think about. Yeah. Like an older generation of Iranian grandparents, like, not even being able to conceptualize what it means to be gay.
I mean, her mom mentions later that there's not even a word for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about like my grandparents and like what, I mean, they're long dead, but like what they would have said,
mm-hmm.
and how they would have reacted. It's like interesting to like, I think my grandmother would have been cool with it.
Yeah.
I think she knew I was gay, but like my grandfather was like in the Navy in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what he would think.
I think my grandmother would have been like, yeah, open about you being and fine.
Queer.
Yeah, like bisexuality. But like, I think. But everyone in their lives has come across like a gay or maybe a gay situation.
Or like,
or
back
just
in
even a situation where you make eye contact with someone else about a gay, like two men hanging out, and you're both like,
Or like
you know about gayness.
Yeah, I think like they had different concepts of it. Like I think I'm sure like my nana and grampy growing up in like outside Boston, probably there were probably like someone in town that everyone probably talked about.
There's always,
I mean, I had a great aunt who had a roommate.
Yeah. There's always, I'm just saying, there's always someone.
She was a Tampa Bay.
Yeah. There's always someone that either they knew of or a neighbor. Even like Shiva's mom is like, oh, there were like men in the neighborhood and we knew, but we just didn't talk about it. I think that that's like a common mm-hmm. thing. But yeah, like just having like no idea how to even understand.
Yeah, but this whole plot line is very manufactured and like, God bless, like hope it all works out for you, Jordan, but like, who cares if your grandparents don't know?
I know, like, are they paying for your life?
Yeah, like, I'm just what? Like, why is it, they're just old, they're from another generation, like, if they don't get it, like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, it makes no difference one way or the other.
She's like so nervous. I'm like, are you okay? Your mom is great about it.
Yeah.
Your parents are completely accepting.
It feels really, it was a real acting moment for Jordan. And I would say that she failed the acting test. I yearn for no more scenes. The acting test. Yeah, the audition.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that
rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Mel and Summer meet, and
Mel, the only queer artist in Tampa Bay.
Summer's like, I know you're so busy. Like, what do you have coming up? And she looks at her calendar and she's like, oof, so busy this summer with Pride.
She goes, I have a lot of fun projects coming up. She goes, you know how I always do something for Pride.
Yeah. Summer goes, how far out are you booked? And she's like, let me look. And she's like, ooh.
Her calendar looked pretty free to me.
Yeah. She's like, maybe the 6th. I'm like, the 6th of what? October?
She's going to paint a mural in the med spa where Summer works.
Yeah. She's like, I just love her being like, ooh, you know, there's like, okay, I'm going to try to articulate this. There's a certain gay that like only exists for Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like,
Pride is their
corny
moment.
It's like a little corny, and like, I mean, we all love Pride.
Pride's great. Pride like, art, not great.
Yeah. People, there's like a certain gay that like only, it's like they only come out but once a year, and it's for the month of June. Mm-hmm. And like they're like drinking out of rainbow colored Svedka, or rainbow bottle Svedka, being like, happy Pride, you know? And mm-hmm. like they're, Mel is that kind of gay.
Her art exists for pride and Pride alone.
And then once June is over, it's gone.
Yeah. She's just muraling.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very, it's so specific. It's like a, it's so weird. Because it's like it's not, it is what Pride is about, but also it's not, I don't know. It's very, I mean, Pride is subjective, I guess, but.
Yeah, but like true pride is you have Pride 24/7.
But her art is like exists only for the month of June.
That's the big moment mm-hmm. where she makes art that TBD if anyone buys it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when she's most inspired to make it.
She goes,
She asks Marissa, or she asks Summer if she and Marissa will do a nude pose for her Pride art. I was like, the answer is no.
She goes, I seriously think you guys are just so beautiful. I'm like, I can't tell, like, and then later when she greets them with a
glass of wine,
I'm like, what's going on, Mel?
She's the old Terry Richardson over here. Yeah, trying to fuck. Summer says yes, but then is taken aback momentarily at the nudity of it all.
Marissa is, you know, as she knows, she's from sort of a more conservative.
Marissa's not a naked lesbian.
Mm-mm.
She even says later, she goes, I'm not that kind of lesbian. I love know thyself.
And this is for a Pride exhibit, end quote.
This is stay away.
This is me. This is me. The month of June is just fully.
Maybe the 6th.
Maybe the 6th of August. Because I have to come down from.
I'm really gearing up for Pride. That's when I'm most inspired. And I start just like painting boobs and pussies all month leading up to my Pride show. Then
the month of June,
it's like really coming down from the fact that everyone loved my art, but no sales were made. And then I'm just going to recalibrate. So maybe on the 6th, I'll be able to paint this mural.
Looking kind of tight for the month of.
You know, I always have a show around Pride.
Jordan,
my
Shiva,
question. Oh, yeah.
Your question
is. Is it really a reality show if there's not an axe throwing scene?
No.
Why is that?
It's always something.
It's now a must have activity in every single reality show I've watched.
You're so right.
They're always throwing axes.
Jordan, Shiva, and that girl whose name I forgot. What's her name? She's like a nickname too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Murph and.
I wanted to call her Block, but it's not. That's
it's like
not,
Brock.
It is like she'll come back in another episode and we'll remember. She's like the one that's obsessed with Murph and Haley.
Yeah, she's like they're her girls.
Mm-hmm.
They go axe throwing, which is just some great lesbian antics. Paul Bunyan.
Shiva goes.
Paula Bunyan.
Paula Bunyan goes to spit game at a group of girls.
Honestly, she has game in that 90% of it is failing.
Yeah.
And that is actually game.
It's very
Does that make
like,
sense?
Yeah.
It's like.
The game is there, but the game.
The game is her not having game, and it's kind of charming.
She goes, so are you an athlete?
Yeah, she loves going up to like a random group of straight women and just being like, hey. Mm-hmm. Shiva's all about converting.
She's into conversion therapy, mm-hmm. but straight to gay.
Yeah.
She goes, you here with your friends throwing the axe? I'm here with my friends throwing the axe. He's like, Shiva, please.
She picks up a girl named Reed who's really pretty, and she's a professional runner.
Yeah, an athlete. So you an athlete?
She's like, yeah, I actually am like turning pro. And Shiva's like, tight.
Hell yeah. You here with your friends throwing the axe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with my friends throwing the axe.
And Shiva's like, so, you know, we got a pickup softball game coming up, and we're trying to recruit some stellar athletes. Like, would you maybe want to be part of it? And Reed's like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reed's definitely...
That's when I was like, Reed's a les.
Yeah, but she's like, then, I don't know if she's... Yeah, we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So then Marissa is worried about showing her titties in Mel's painting.
Yeah, you can just say no.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of lesbian.
She wants to do like a... Summer was like, do you think I could maybe sit behind Marissa and like block her tits out? She goes, I don't know. And I might need to be like full frontal.
Mel trying to slam?
I think she is. I'm not trying to be like...
She's just trying to see some boobs.
She's horny.
No one's fucking her because of her art.
Yeah.
She might need to pivot to different kinds of art. Yeah,
she's lost like 80% of her like Rolodex of fuck buds. Jordan goes to her mom.
And they talk about coming out.
She goes, obviously, Tampa is a very progressive city. I was like, all right.
Sounds cool.
She's wearing a Rutgers softball shirt, which I loved.
Yeah. And I guess Jordan's mom had her when she was 18. So she says they kind of grew up together in some ways. And I thought that was sweet.
It was sweet. Her mom's cute.
Yeah. And she's really supportive. She like loves her daughter. So her grandparents are like 40.
Yeah, like, they're like my parents' age.
Yeah, they're like young.
Yeah.
Dude, your grandparents don't care.
My parents, no, I mean like they're probably in their early 60s or something. Or late 50s. They don't care.
They don't care. It literally makes no difference to the day-to-day existence of their lives. And this is like so... It's just like narcissist to think that your penchant for puss affects them in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I guess her one hesitation is that because her parents were in an interracial relationship that she's... And her, I think maybe her mom's parents, who her mom is white,
mm-hmm.
who married a black man. And I think her parents had some hang up about it when they first got together. So I think maybe that's why. Or is that what she was alluding to?
I guess I kind of fugued. I was like, this is not the most exciting storyline.
But Jordan was a semi-pro softball player.
Yeah, that's rad.
And she goes, I missed the field. And I was like,
right. I was feeling invigorated as a former softball player.
She's so good.
From like literally grade school, like first grade all the way through senior year, I was like feeling the headiness of getting back out there on the field. Yeah.
So then
the fast pitch scares me. It was always like a slow pitch.
Jordan, her mom, and her sister are like, they do some warm-ups before the big game. And Jordan and her mom's just like shouting softball lingo. She's like, pick it up, Jordan.
I miss that.
Then Murph and Haley. I just wrote, Murph needs like a bucket of pig's blood dumped on her. She needs humility.
She needs the ice bucket challenge.
She needs humility because she comes and she's so rude to Jordan's mom. She's just kind of like, hi. I'm like, who are you? You sell real estate in Tampa.
Does she think...
Not that that's bad.
Is she
like,
rich? Or she thinks she's rich, so that's why she acts like this?
I don't know what her problem
What's
is.
What's great about her?
I don't understand why everyone's obsessed with Murph.
She has that car, like a classic car that's kind of cool. She has a house with a pool that's like fine, but not that great.
She just like comes on the field like...
But her personality is so bad. Like, she really feels like she'd be a drag to be around.
I loved Haley's, like, ho-ish little softball outfit.
Haley's always, like, even on the boat, when she turned around, she was just wearing a thong. I was inspired. I was like, I want that swimsuit.
I love her. Yeah. I want to wear that softball outfit with, like, the...
Yeah, the you tie. Wear that, and then this summer, I'll go full thong.
Mm-hmm. Just
swimsuit.
Like your
just my whole ass hanging out.
It was like very 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Then Cuppy, at one point is just in the outfield with a glass of mimosa, fanning herself.
And a glove, and she holds the mimosa with her glove and like adjusts her crotch. It's like queen shit.
She's seeing her run is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Okay, here's, I have to say that Cuppy obviously is like, yeah, she's funny, but I'm also like, she's also really boring.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why she's so iconic. I'm like,
she doesn't bring anything really to the table.
Nothing to the table. I want her to, like, she's just truly
giggling.
She's truly that person that they're like, whoa, she's so crazy.
Because she just laughs and, like, does, I guess, like, does whatever she wants, quote unquote. But what she's doing is, like,
she's fanning herself.
Yeah. Marissa and Summer, I guess, allegedly ignore Murph and Haley, and that sets Murph off.
So then Murph, in like,
she's
like,
why are you going to ignore me? Ugh.
Yeah. I think in some kind of power move towards Marissa and Summer, she goes up to Shiva and apologizes.
Yeah, but it was a non-apology.
Shiva's also wearing like a bucket hat, and I just loved it.
Shiva's whole softball outfit, I was like, honey, like, we've just got to streamline some things.
She goes, yeah, you know, I don't apologize.
And that's the thing, is like, I'd never come at you like that. Like, I'd never disrespect you. It was just like, wasn't even you. It was like a lot of people just like in my ear. It's like, all you have to do is say, I really overreacted. I was so mean to you, and I'm sorry for being so rude to you. Do you accept my apology? And she can't even do that.
But Shiva takes it in stride, and she's like, it's okay, bro. It's all good.
We're all good, bro.
We're all good, dude. Then we go to see Shiva's mom, who's iconic.
I love her. Her mom is cooking a huge meal for Shiva and all her friends.
Mel at one point goes to her mom, I'm a painter. And her mom literally goes, okay.
She goes, what do you paint? And she goes, mostly women. Yeah, I love to paint women. And her mom goes,
yeah, I'm
and
her.
Then just turns around and walks away.
I'm her. They have a nice house.
Yeah, Shiva's mom is all of us reacting to Mel's art.
Shiva just kind of laughs with her mom about, like, when did you know I was gay? And her mom basically says, like,
in middle school.
Because she started dressing.
She says, you didn't want to wear dresses and you didn't want to wear makeup, and I just knew something was up.
Aw, but she loves her.
And Shiva shows a picture of herself in kindergarten.
Really cute.
This is truly the cutest little baby.
She's
boy.
She's beautiful.
I know. She's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, her hair and her big eyes.
She's really, really sweet.
She is just a sweetie pie.
Let's have her on the pod.
Okay. Shiva, come on the pod.
Come on the pod if you're listening.
We love you.
We love you. We stan.
Also, how old is she? She's young.
I know. She's like 19.
She's such a baby.
I'd be like,
I'm like, honey?
Yeah.
No, I see great things for her, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can see her when she's, like, 30 or 40, and I'm just like, wow, you're just going to love your life and be amazing. You're already amazing.
You're in this, like, very toxic friend group right now, but just know, like, in 10 years, you'll be the one that, like, everyone's like, God, thank God for Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
She's so fucking great. Right now, it's, like, all about Murph.
And I like Shiva's, like, earnest, goofy energy, and I like the cringe, and I don't want that to change. I don't want her to harden herself in order to fit in.
Yeah,
even though it makes me like, oh, I think it's essential.
I take that over Murph
any day.
Shiva and Jordan go to the mailbox because Jordan's written a letter to her grandparents. It's like this big dramatic thing. She goes and she's like, ooh, well, I guess I'm going to do it now. And Shiva's like, bro, just put it in the box. It's all good, bro. And Jordan's like,
Jordan goes, once I do this, there's no going back.
She's like, I didn't want this to be intimate at all. I'm like, well, okay, then just put it in the box.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I feel, I don't want to like,
no, I feel
take
for
away
her.
From
no, no,
the
no.
intensity, because that is her experience. But I'm also like, girl, like, either do it or don't. Shit or get off the pot.
Shit or get off the mail. The
and also,
box.
It's a letter. Like, it's the most detached way of doing this possible. Like, you don't even live in the same state as them.
But then later her grandmother calls her because her grandmother texts her and goes, what's with the letter?
Oh.
And then so that made me think maybe it is kind of scary.
Yeah, maybe it is. We'll see.
Also, maybe her grandmother helped raise her because her mom was young when she had her. So mm-hmm. maybe like she had a big part in her upbringing. So like maybe I see why maybe she's very concerned about what they think.
When she was like, if I had told them, I've been hiding this from them for 11 years, and she's afraid that if she had told them 11 years ago, they just wouldn't have been in her life.
Yeah.
I think my instinct is that it's going to be fine.
But I like the drama.
Yeah.
And then Mel greets Summer and Marissa at her pad.
Her house of horrors.
With a glass of red wine. And she's like, okay, you guys ready to be painted? And they're like, yeah.
She's like, come on in, like, make yourselves comfortable. She goes, I have a call right now about a potential sale. So, like, I gotta go take that. I'm also just like, this is a call about, like, a free mural.
She's like, there's some wine. Have some wine, guys.
Like, and just, like, get comfortable.
Just get comfortable. And they're like, okay. And then they look and there's lingerie on hangers.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and they're like, is that for us? It's definitely that, like, are we about to have a threesome?
Seduction.
Mm-hmm. But I love Mel.
The artist.
Yeah.
She's fucking Pablo Picasso over here.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to my studio.
Come on in, everyone. Yeah, just get comfortable.
I like her LARPing as an artist.
Yeah, I like
I'm
it too.
I'm actually now, like, getting way more into Mel's art.
I love Mel.
What if I buy a huge painting by Mel to hang up, like, over there?
Some Georgia O'Keeffe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us know what you think about Mel's art and any other gossip about the Tampa Bays. Fill us in.
We love it. We got some Tampa feedback about the restaurants that we were talking about. Mm. And Ulele is a great restaurant. Oh. So we've got to go there.
Got to go to Ulele.
Well, we don't have any plans in the near future to go to like
the South.
For hopefully tour, soon. But it is on a to-do list.
Yeah.
I would love to hit. I would actually love to just do a Florida tour.
Yeah. Miami.
Miami.
Tampa. Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. Orlando.
Tallahassee.
I would literally love to take Florida by storm.
Just the Florida tour.
The Florida tour would be iconic.
Anyway, let us know what you think.
Father, Son, and House of Gucci.
Father, Son, and House of like
Father, Honey. Son, and House of Florida.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye.
Ciao.